Ken Lovett from the Daily News covered it. Ken joins us now from Albany. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning.
All right, so here in New York, we're all concerned about the MTA. We know what a disaster it is. What has the governor proposed to help us out here with our subways that are falling apart?
Well, it was pretty vague. I mean, he did propose, as he said he would, a congestion pricing plan, but it lacked a key detail like, oh, I don't know what the fee would be if you drive into the Central Business District in Manhattan. He talked about the need to restructure the MTA, but had no details whatsoever, just said he'll work with the legislature on it, after previously saying you need to blow up the MTA. So not a lot of specifics.
Mm. Any other big proposals that he put forward yesterday?
Yeah, a bunch of them. Legalized marijuana. Again, not a ton of details, but it would be taxed. It would be 21 and up. Local communities would be able to opt out of having pot stores in their communities, counties, and big cities. So that was a big one. It was a lot of progressive legislation now that the Democrats control the legislature, both houses of the legislature. So some of it the legislature is already doing. Others will be discussed, you know, $1 billion more in school aid, you know, just a whole host of things. It was his not just a state of the state, but a budget address.
Well, Ken, he made it sound like congestion pricing is happening and it's here and it's going to start in 2021. So it's a done deal, no?
It is not a done deal. Look, everyone on all sides agrees that the MTA needs money, and this congestion pricing plan is designed to bring the money. He's saying it would raise about $15 billion over a number of years, and that's mostly because it brings in about $1 billion, $1.5 billion a year once it's up and running, if it's up and running, and then they're going to borrow off that. They're going to bond off that, and they can get more money that can go to the MTA. But, you know, a lot of outer borough and suburban lawmakers still are uncomfortable with the idea, but they recognize something has to be done for the MTA. So I would say it's not a slam dunk, but it's got its best shot in years. And one of the controversies that you're going to see is that the governor openly admits that congestion pricing alone will not give the MTA all the money it needs to make the repairs it needs. And he'd like the state and the city to split the rest. And De Blasio, Mayor De Blasio, has been like, no, we're not going to do that. It can't come out of the city funds.
Right. On the phone with Daily News Albany Bureau Chief Ken Lovett. Now, De Blasio, Ken, wants his beloved millionaire's tax. Cuomo has always resisted it. Now that the Democrats control both houses of the legislature up there, is Cuomo going to, do you think, cave in on demand for higher taxes?
No, I don't. And the Senate Democrats, you know, look, they won largely because of the suburbs and upstate. You know, they already controlled New York City, but they picked up 5 seats in Nassau County. They have 6 of the 9 seats on Long Island. They have the seats in Westchester County where taxes are an issue. And the new Senate Majority Leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, has said they're not looking to raise taxes. They are looking for other ways to raise revenue, and whether that's pot or other things. Interestingly, though, the governor doesn't expect any revenue from legalization of pot this year and only a small amount next year. You know, it's going to take a couple of years to ramp up the program. But, you know, look, there will be forces. There will be people on the left who want to raise taxes to pay for things like schools and the MTA. The mayor certainly supports that idea. He made it clear again yesterday. But I don't think the appetite is there for it.
Now, I'm sure he didn't mention the L train in his state of the state, but the big buzz down here is that he came riding it on his white horse, and he said, okay, it's not going to be a total shutdown. I've got a brand new plan, and everyone was all excited. And now the MTA had a hearing yesterday, and I'm not sure his plan's going to happen.
No, certainly they raised a lot of questions. Look, I think a lot of them were also upset that, you know, he comes in at the last minute, basically, and put this through. But certainly there are a lot of unanswered questions that they need to hear about first before they move forward with the plan. The mayor was up here yesterday listening to the speech, and afterward he said he's still withholding judgment. They want to do an analysis with their own experts to see whether or not this plan works. But all the provisions they were making for the 15-month shutdown are still in place, so they're ready to go no matter what happens.
Hey, how's the relationship between the mayor and the governor these days?
Yeah, it's great.
It certainly tamped down. I can't say, you know, they're the best of buddies anymore, but certainly the hostilities are not as public. They both seemingly have made an agreement to go into the new year on better terms, at least publicly. And you know, we saw that yesterday. The mayor, the governor really didn't take any shots at the mayor that we've seen in the past. And the mayor had, you know, some kind words, although he was very clear of what he disagreed with. He also said while he likes to see the direction the governor is going in, a much more leftward direction, he credited the advocates and the lawmakers who have pushed him there for the past 2 years.
Well, give it time. There'll be a blow up sooner or later, I imagine. All right. Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, Ken Lovett. Thanks a lot for your time, Ken. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Be well.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care.